Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And today our show is on, well, mostly we're going to be talking about your soul song and your soul note more than anything, how that manifests in your body. And also I want to talk about how to heal every disease in the world with sound. So that's our intention, is that everybody will know their soul note and soul song and purpose. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We do have individual classes you could do online or the whole certificate program online. And that starts about every week. You could actually start this week. And all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we've got about 20 different instructors, so you get a wide range of perspectives. And it's all about how to use sound for healing, for treatments on others. You can open up your own practice to do sound baths, or just to, again, to heal yourself and to understand how the universe works based on vibration. And also just to get really high and still over and over, so that becomes the norm in your system. Peace is the whole deal. Peace is the whole deal. Right? We have the program starting in June at the Institute. It's half at the Institute and half online. That's our summer intensive. So it's June 8th to the 18th, and that's 10 to 9:30 every day for 10 days. And then the rest is online over 6 months. We do the classes at the Institute that are best done at the Institute, where you get to practice with the equipment and play with all the tools, and then actually do a sound bath and do treatments on people as well. And we also do social distancing, of course, and have to have masks. So maybe things will clear up by then. I kind of doubt it, though. So that's happening June 8th to the 18th. If you pay in full by March 1st, you can get $300 off. And we also have the recording program we're underway. You could jump in right now, but the next one will be in July. So those are our main classes. Again, you can do individual classes online. So if you're interested, email me and we can send you a whole list of individual classes. We've got a class by Randy Masters starting on Monday called History of Music. But it's not your normal history of music class. It's Randy Masters. So he gives you like a really wide perspective of how sound healing came to be. And he's unbelievable. So, but there's a lot of other classes as well. We have a sacred geometry class coming up, as well as a class on releasing stuck emotions. So, yeah, if you're interested, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and I'll send you the list of classes that you can take individually, so you don't have to sign up for the whole program. We also have the therapies we do. We're going to be talking about the soul note or home note therapy today. And we also do voice analysis, where we can find exactly what's wrong with you, where we have you talk into the mic and look at what frequencies are missing in your voice, which correspond to different issues, even different diseases. And then we give you a CD in the key of what's missing to balance out your whole system. It's really effective. We also sell that program as well. We also have our store. We just got a whole bunch of new crystal bowls, new alchemy bowls. We'll have them posted here in a couple of days on the website, where you can actually listen to them. We've already recorded them, so you can actually hear the actual bowls. And then we got frosted bowls. We got Tibetan bowls. We got a ton of different tuning forks. And then we've got our sound lounges, if you want to get vibrated into bliss. Sound tables. We got the bass pod. If you have any pain, it will be gone, right? It's frequencies for different parts of the body, muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments. Also, we've got the my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, or my recording books as well. And what else? We've got all types of sound healing instruments, drums and and chimes and tingshas and things like that. You can find it all at soundoflove.com. All of our therapies are at soundtherapycenter.com, but you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a research foundation where we've set up the Medical Sound Association to figure out how to heal every disease in the world. The next meeting is March 7th. If you're interested in joining that, we've got a lot of doctors and sound therapists, and it's really about learning or figuring out the research to be done to figure out the actual frequencies, combination of frequencies and musical flows that will heal every disease in the world. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight. And then also, we've got the Sound Education Association. We created 2,500 exercises with our grant we got for two Montessori schools. And now we're refining we actually have 500 ready to go at the soundeducationcenter.com. And soundeducationcenter.com, you can a lot of homeschooling exercises for every age group from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we're refining the other 2,000 exercises, and so we can post them with the group and then setting up a lobbying team to take it into public and private schools around the world. So that meeting is tomorrow, actually, from 10 to 1. If you're interested in learning or mostly about helping to change the educational system in the world for kids, right? Then email me and we'll send you an invite to the meeting. The association is totally free, of course. And that's tomorrow from 10 to 1 Pacific time. So those are some of the things happening around here. So about 10 days ago, I had a reading from an intuitive, and she said, "Dave, you know, if you simply run a symphony of music and sounds through your body, you can heal every disease in the world." And I thought, how come nobody ever told me this before? But of course, since I'm really into all the different levels of vibration, including frequencies, sounds, which are harmonic structures, a bunch of frequencies, a relationship between frequencies, and musical flow, right? That I immediately started thinking of all the different details of how you could do this. And I've been thinking about this for quite a while. And then the next morning, my guides at 5 a.m, they said, "Wake up. We need to figure out how to heal every disease in the world." And I'm like, "Oh, God. Yeah, I'm tired." No. No. So first thing I got was that we need to find the musical interval relationship between the brain, the heart, and the breath when you're in the zone, like in heart coherence, where you're transmitting love or running gratitude, things like that. So next day, I called HeartMath and talked to Roland McCready, the main researcher there, and they're sending us all of the data on the brain, heart, and breath when people are in heart coherence, right? So we'll be able to see the musical intervals, which I imagine are just going to be octaves, double, right, or in unison, right? I would think they're definitely synced, right? So they're not going to be a weird interval like a musical third, 4 to 3, or even a fifth, which is a 2 to 3, right? It's going to be more like double, right? Or the same. The only tricky part about this is you have to average out the heart rate, because the heart goes up and down in tempo, over about 10 seconds, especially when you're in the zone. It goes up. It starts going up faster and faster for 5 seconds and then slower and slower, and creates this S curve of heart rate variability, right? So we have to average that out to get a stable rhythm that would match the brain waves. So now you got the average of the heart and the brain waves, which are very stable. They don't go up and down. So now we can match those and see what the musical interval is. the heart might be an average, it might be the fundamental, the lowest heart rate of the curve, right? We'll see, but it's going to match in a very perfect mathematical ratio, which again, I think is just going to be double or unison, the exact same, right? And then we compare that to the actual breath rate as well. And the breath rate, I assume, will be also an octave. It'll probably be a couple of, you know, octaves down, so it'll be twice as slow, maybe three times, probably only twice as slow. So then we'll have the musical interval relationship of the rhythms of the heart, brain, and breath. And we can use music in those rhythms tuned to that person when they're in the zone, right? But what's cool, you can also take those rhythms, and if you double a rhythm, it's still the same note, right? You double any frequency, it's the same note, and you keep doubling it, and the rhythm becomes a frequency. And so then you can use that frequency for the key of the song, right? So now we've got the rhythm and the key of the person when they're in the zone, right? And we just play that, and we can help get them in the zone easily. And this is, you know, very, very cool. Very similar to what I've been doing with the Root Soul assessment that we'll talk about in a bit, and also very similar to what Jeffrey Thompson's been doing. So this is not like something completely new, but the relationship of the three, the heart, brain, and the breath, is new, right? So then the next step is to actually find the melody in each of the 11 systems. The nervous system, which will be easy because that's the brain. The circulatory system, which will be easy because that's the heart. And then the respiratory system with the breath, so that's easy because we're already going to have that one. And then we find the endocrine system. Then we find the muscular system, the digestive system. Then we find skeletal system. We find all the systems in the body. And we look for what the rhythm of those systems are, which will be easy because we know when you're in the zone that those rhythms are going to be directly related to the heart, brain, and breath. It's not like the rest of your body is doing a whole different thing, right? When you're in the zone with heart, breath, and brain's completely synchronized, it's not like your rest of your system is going to be totally off. It's obviously going to be completely in rhythm. Maybe a musical fifth, which is 1.5 times the rhythm of the heart, brain, and breath. Maybe a musical third. I doubt it. It's probably going to be an octave also. Half, exactly half. I mean, the digestive system might be even a few octaves lower than the other heart, brain, and breath. Okay. And so then all we need are the actual notes of that system. So, for example, in the meridians, the notes are the acupuncture points. And there's a book called Bioresonance that shows the frequency of the different acupuncture points. That means when a song, when energy goes through a meridian, it's actually playing a song, right, through the acupuncture points. And it's a very specific tempo, very specific speed of rhythm that's going through that meridian. I don't know what that is, but it'd be interesting to figure that out. And I'm sure acupuncture is probably already, that information is already out there, right? So then we know the melody of the meridian. So we could even play electrodes or needles on those acupuncture points and play that song through that meridian, right? And it would be tuned precisely to that person when you find the acupuncture frequencies for that person, right? So this is what we're talking about for each of the 11 systems. So now we find all the different nodes through each of the, let me backtrack. So what we need to do is we need to find the nodes in each of the 11 systems. When I say nodes, in the meridians, that would be the acupuncture points, right? Those are the nodes of where the notes are. So we got to find the nodes, which I don't really know how to find the nodes. I mean, for the skeletal system, I assume it would be just the frequency of each of the vertebrae. For the muscular system, I don't know which muscles it would be. The endocrine system may be a little easier because we can just find the frequency of each endocrine gland, you know, the pituitary, the pineal, the hypothalamus, the thyroid, the thymus, the adrenals, right? And find all of those frequencies. But for a lot of these systems, I don't really know where the nodes are. So we're going to have to work with doctors to find what would make sense to actually measure for the nodes. Now, what's cool is there's a device that will measure for the nodes. And that is a device that John Stuart Reed, who invented the cymoscope, has been using. It's called the Raman spectroscopy. And it will actually find not only the frequency, but the whole conglomeration of frequencies in a cell. Right? The whole harmonic structure of all frequencies in any cell. And it's like an electron microscope. You shine a laser on the cell, it triggers its vibration, and then it picks it up. That means once we find these nodes, we can find the actual combination of frequencies, which will have a mathematical home note, a fundamental of all those frequencies, or we'll just know the whole timbre. In fact, we'll actually not only know the notes, we'll know the actual tonality, because a bunch of frequencies that make up that cell is an actual tonality. It's a timbre. Timbres are just a bunch of frequencies, right? So then we'll have the melody. We'll have the frequency or note of each of the nodes in each of the 11 system and the rhythm that is going through them precisely for that person. Tune precisely for that person. So then all we have to do is run energy through playing that song. We can use electrodes and have the electrodes go bing, 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 or whatever the melody is for that system, right? Or needles with frequencies in them. So we put in a bunch of acupuncture needles and just play frequency, bing, 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 right? Or a microcurrent, you know, electromagnetic microcurrents, little pads you can put on different places and then have them go bing, bing, bing. Or electromagnetism, bing, 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 right? Or even lights, or all of it, right? And now we're running the flow of a river through each of the each of the systems. Some is blood, some electricity, food going through the digestive system. So we now have the actual melody of each one, and we're blasting that river of flow through it. So if there's a blockage, the river will just wash it on through, right? Now, if the blockage is really bad, if it's cancer, we now know the actual frequency structure of that cancer cell. So we can actually turn the volume up, matching that, or play frequencies that perfectly match all the frequencies of the cancer cell, turn the volume up and explode it 100% of the time. So we're not talking about a cure for cancer. Lord of mercy. The world is changing, right? Or if it's not like a cancer, if it's just there's a blockage where a part or the cells or that in that organ or part of that body are not humming consistently, we play their frequency of what they would be like when it's healthy, the combination of frequencies, because we've been able to actually monitor and find out, right, other cells that are similar, right? or we can just go up and down a bit with the similar harmonic structure. And then we can smooth over that blockage so the flow will happen. So we're blasting the river and we're actually working on the blockages themselves. Right? The beavers won't have a chance, right? Okay. Right? And so now we can heal every disease in the world. Right? And I'm like, really? And it's like my guides are going, yes. And then I talked to Jeffrey Thompson. He's like, whoa. And I talked to Roland McCrady. He's like, this is very cool. Stuart Reed's like, yes. This totally makes sense. The basic concept is the body is a symphony. We are music. And music has the frequencies or notes, the combination of frequencies that make up the sounds. It's got musical interval relationships in it, the relationship between the parts, and it's got flow, right? A rhythm and a melody that flows. And smooth flow is the whole deal. Smooth flow without blockages. So when we have that smooth flow tuned precisely to the person, because with the Raman spectroscopy, we can figure out precisely. We use just a heart monitor and an EEG, even a cheap unit, and they will tell us the actual heart and brain when you're in the zone. We've got to get you in the zone now. There's a couple ways to do that. One is different meditations, HeartMath has a whole bunch, but there's a lot out there, or different music that resonates with you. So we can have a whole array of things that will get you in the zone, so we can then monitor and find those frequencies. Or what Jeffrey Thompson does, and we can do this, is just sweep through all the rhythms and through all of the keys until we find the one that matches you. And we can be monitoring and see when it matches you. So we can see when you go into coherence or when you get a balance of sympathetic, parasympathetic. It's just so when you're in the zone. And that's easy to monitor with actual medical devices. And there's some really good cheap medical devices that can show that these days, right? So then we get that, and then we got, once we get you in the zone, then we monitor all the different systems, and we can now run that energy through each of the 11 systems in the body to heal every disease in the world. It's amazing, just the thought of it, right? I mean, somebody said, Dave, got to be careful. Right? Got to watch out for those pharmaceutical companies, right? Well, what's happening is we're going to be working directly with the hospitals as well, because they're wanting to reduce costs, especially Kaiser and some of the others that are actually insurance companies as well. And, you know, even the doctors are coming around because they see that the pharmaceuticals aren't doing it. So there's an opening, there's a change that's happening. And by setting up the Medical Sound Association with, you know, a few hundred people, you know, well, we've got a large group, it's hard to kill us all off, right? But, you know, the whole thing is to, I think we're protected with higher beings that want this to happen, right? So we're getting a lot of funding to be able to work on this. So that's what I wanted to share that's really exciting. Now, there's, on a completely different note that ties in perfectly, we just did a conference in November, and we had Jamie Liu actually finding your soul song. And I want to play it in a minute, but, you know, let me put it this way. Your soul is a frequency, because everything's a frequency. It has to be, right? So I believe it's a frequency that is the essence of you, that's perfectly stable, doesn't need healing. I believe it's perfect in every way, right? It can ascend, it can actually advance, I think, but I don't think it needs healing. And then there are harmonics, which are other frequencies that are everything you've learned in all your lifetimes that are connected to that one soul frequency. And then the whole thing is connected to source, where you know all information, right? Everything is known, right? So I've come to believe that that soul note is where you're at rest, where you're at peace in your system, which means an average of the heart rate and the brainwave rate, where you're actually in the zone, right? It's where you are at rest, at peace in your metabolism. So your soul note, I believe, is the actual rhythm, which is a note, but it's a rhythm also, of you when you're at peace, unless God is messing with us, right? So when we start finding this note of you on a higher level, it's like that's your soul note. I really come to believe that. We've been finding this soul note for about 10 years now. We do a treatment where we put you on the sound table, or we just do it over Skype or our Zoom these days, and we actually play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful. I've been doing it for about 10 years, so I've gotten really good intuitively to find it. Most people often know themselves. I'll just say, which one feels the most peaceful? And most people go, oh, that's it. Especially when people are really fragile, it's really easy to find because the other notes kind of irritate them. But when you hit their note, it's really pretty obvious. They go, oh my God, this is it, right? And you can see based on their breathing, when they can breathe easily. You can also just see, just feels like they're at peace. The truth is you can see a person's rhythm just by looking at them. I mean, my rhythm is like how fast I talk, how fast I move. Some people are much faster. They talk really, really fast, right? And they've got a much faster metabolism. Some people are really slow, right? And there's no judgment to fast or slow. Where the judgment is scattered, right? Scattered or stable, right? Scattered or stable, right? That's the judgment, right? Too much coffee, right? Spiritual leader, right? But that's different than the speed of your metabolism. The speed of your metabolism, there's no judgment. I mean, some people are just faster heart rates, faster brainwave rates, right? And you can be scattered and fast. You can be fast, scattered or stable when you're fast, if a person is fast. A person can be slow and they can be scattered or stable. I've seen people that are really fast, they're really still, right? We often confuse scattered with fast. Scattered is not fast. It's kind of jumping around fast, but it's not fast. You can be scattered when you're slow, right? So there's two different things. It's, and what we're looking for is the speed of your metabolism, where you're at peace, which I believe is your soul note, right? That's how it all comes together, right? So we do that. We find your soul note. And also we can, once we find that soul note, we can also tune binaural beats to entrain your brain into delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta for sleep, theta for the zone, getting in the zone, alpha for presence and learning and sports, and beta for overcoming ADD, and then gamma for just blessing out, right? So we tune the binaural beats to entrain your brain to you, based on where you're at peace, right? What's cool is delta is a certain rhythm. Theta is double that rhythm. So it's the same rhythm doubled. So once we find the note or rhythm, we just double it to get all the other brainwave states, right? Then we give you that CD, right? And it's really good for brain injuries. It's really good for a ton of things. I mean, we're working with dementia patients where we're using this. It's good for autism. It's good for just about anything because it's retraining your brain back to your natural rhythm, exactly what we were talking about before. It's actually what we were talking about before, but we're not getting as specific as to the musical interval relationships of the brain, heart, and breath yet, right? So it is basically the same, though. So we're tuning it to your rhythm, okay? So that's very cool, right? So, you know, it's really... let's see. So let me go ahead and show you the video with Jamie and Lou. So the next step is to not just have the note or even the frequency precisely, but you could even get the combination of frequencies, right? I mean, you could look at all the different frequencies of the chakras, or as Alice Bailey talks about, you can look at the frequency of your soul in relation to the frequency of your mental body, in relation to the frequency of your emotional body, in relation to the physical body. I don't know how to find the emotional body frequency, right? And even the personality frequency. So she says that she's channeling an ascended master, right? She says there are five frequencies. And they actually, in the book, show these five frequencies for every famous person that's ever lived, including Jesus and the Buddha, right? And all the, you know, Mozart and Beethoven and all the famous painters, right? So that's a timbre. That's five frequencies, the soul being the fundamental, right? But then the coolest thing is to not just find the notes and frequencies and timbres, but find the actual music of your soul song. Right? Let me read this. Okay. Let's see. I'll go ahead and share my screen so you can see it too. Okay. Oops. There we go. Your soul song. When a woman in a certain African tribe knows she's pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness with a few friends, and together they pray and meditate until they hear the song of the child. They recognize that every soul has its own vibration that expresses its unique flavor and purpose. When the women attune to the song, they sing it out loud. Then they return to the tribe and teach it to everyone else. When the child is born, the community gathers and sings the child's song to him or her. Later, when the child enters education, the village gathers and chants the child's song. When the child passes through the initiation to adulthood, the people again come together and sing. At the time of marriage, the person hears his or her song. Finally, when the soul is about to pass from this world, the family and friends gather at the person's bed just as they did at their birth, and they sing the person to the next life. To the African tribe, there's one other occasion upon which the villagers sing to the child. If at any time during his or her life the person commits a crime or aberrant social act, the individual is called to the center of the village and the people in the community form a circle around them. They then sing their song to them. A circle around them. You're going to check this out in a minute. The tribe recognizes that the correction for antisocial behavior is not punishment. It is love and the remembrance of identity. When you recognize your song, you have no desire or need to do anything that would hurt another. A friend is someone who knows your song and sings it to you when you have forgotten it. Those who love you are not fooled by mistakes you have made or dark images you hold about yourself. They remember your beauty when you feel ugly, your wholeness when you're broken, your innocence when you feel guilty, and your purpose when you're confused. You may not have grown up in an African tribe that sings your song to you at crucial life transitions, but life is always reminding you when you're in tune with yourself and when you are not. When you feel good, what you're doing matches your song. When you feel awful, it doesn't. In the end, we shall all recognize our song and sing it well. The musical flow through your whole system, right? Check this out. In our conference, I asked Jamie Liu, who's been doing finding soul songs, to find my soul song, right? So let me play this video and check it out. Here's Jamie Liu, who teaches at school and also one of my best friends. Okay, check this out.
So we can I could totally tune in and let's just see what happens. No expectations.
Okay. Cool.
Right?
Cool.
Okay. So I will say that I could feel it, David. Now I will say to everyone that the reason why we can do this with David is because he's already open in that portal. His heart is wide open and he's done a lot of work. He is an amazing teacher. So of course, you know, he has to do his work. And I can feel his heart right now and the waves that are coming through. And there is, when I start the song, it's really David's soul that will be singing, and it will be his language. Okay, if there is a language that comes through, a language of light, it will be his language, or the language of his ancestors that are wanting to reach out and connect to him. Okay, are you ready, David? So I invite you into your heartbeat. Hearing only your heartbeat. So I call upon the I Am Presence, the Higher Self, and the Sacred Soul Monad of David Gibson. In the song of his soul. Show me. Okay, now I see your ancestors and this beautiful group of wise women. And they're circling you and they're stomping their feet on the ground like this, creating a rhythm. Yeah. okay, I'm seeing a very strong Atlantean energy moving in now. It's a beautiful royal blue energy, frequency. And it's coming to speak and to share its message of wisdom with David. Okay, this is an aspect of David. Okay, so David, just listen from your soul as we bring through this. Bring this in. And I'm bowing to you. I see Hathors now. Hathors are very present. Wow, this is cool. I'm seeing Egyptian, very strong Egyptian pyramids in the background here, blue sky. This is so beautiful, David. If you can feel the gratitude that you are being showered in right now, these are your ancestors, your spiritual lineage, the connection to your star people are all here to support you and praising you for the work that you have done. There in Egypt, there in the time of Atlantis, that which has paved way for the work you are doing today, the work of the future, and bringing through, wow, it's a big energy. Bringing through what you're bringing through and the way that you're doing it. It's just praise. Praise to you and the essence of your soul and what it has learned and what has gone through. Thank you.
Wow, that's always something to watch. So, wow, I haven't seen that in a while, it's touching. So, that rhythm that she did, I would bet, is the rhythm of my heart average and brain waves when I'm totally relaxed in the zone, right? So what we are creating as well, we also have music that we can, that's tuned to your rhythm and your key. That we give people. So what we're thinking when Jamie Lou and I talk about this is that rhythm and that song that she just sang, that melody, I would bet that it is also manifesting in some relationship, maybe precisely through each of my 11 systems, circulatory, respiratory, all the different systems. So that can be used as a clue besides using the Raman spectroscopy, right? I was talking with someone today, you know, it'd be ideal if we could actually measure all this as a baby before you and society and your parents screw you up, right? Although someone said, well, could have some past life karma still going on. You know, babies don't always come in perfect, right? But it's not really a big deal, because if we can monitor and see where you're at when you're in the zone at any time anyway, you don't really have to do it as when you were a baby, because we can find that rhythm and that melody with the techniques I mentioned anyway. Ultimately, one day, we'll all be able to hear our entire soul song and the frequencies that are flowing through each of the system ourselves, and we can just sing them and clear up every single disease in the world. And this is not so far-fetched. If you work at it emotionally, babies had it down, right? They have anything going on emotionally, the baby lets it out with a cry or a sound. We were professional sound healers, right? And then we get told to be quiet. We go to work in school and they say, no more sound. Nope. You're not going to heal yourself anymore. No more sound. No more sound. And we have to relearn, right? To be able to make these sounds to heal ourselves. This is where we're headed. So we're looking at two levels. One, to get in the zone enough so we can know our soul song. And second, to bring this modality of the flow and melody and rhythm of your system into hospitals to heal every disease in the world. See it so clearly. Potential is so huge, quite amazing. And when you're in the zone, not only when you're at peace, not only does every organ go into alignment, but your immune system works the best. You're the most creative at that peaceful place. Peace is the whole deal. And it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. There's unimaginable universal love and gratitude abounds. Compassion is just built in, right? I want to play a song called Reconnection. This is about getting you back to you. It's interesting. Think about it. Do you know where home is for you? You may not know the note and the rhythm, but you know, many people know when they're themselves. Really important to learn that. Because then when you start to get off, you can use your tools, whatever it is, music, yoga, sound tables, frequencies, toning, chanting, walking in nature. Nature is totally not a lot of white noise to help clear out whatever is not you and get you back to you. And then all of the animals and all of the plants and everything, they totally have a vibration that resonates that stillness of your inner core. Right? So the whole trick is to know where is home. And then ultimately, know its note. Mine's a beat. I love my bee bowl. I love my bee, my crystal bowl and bee. I just, it makes me so grounded, so happy. I've actually got songs in every key, so we can give you the CD in your key, and songs in every brainwave state. So I've got songs in delta, theta, alpha, and beta in all 12 keys, 48 different songs. It's all the same song, just different keys with different binaural beats embedded to entrain your brain into these different brainwave states, including gamma. Right. Okay, so let me play this song, Reconnection, in order to reconnect to you. Okay, enjoy. returning, reconnecting to you, right? It's interesting. I think of your soul note as your root chakra. It's the fundamental frequency of all the other chakras, the root, the basis where you're mostly at peace and grounded, right? But I also think of the higher self, which would be this light above the top of the head, as being the same frequency as the soul, as your root chakra, but many octaves higher, right? So still the same note, but just a much higher octave. So I think of the higher self as the same frequency as your soul. I think the soul covers many octaves in a certain note, very specifically down to a specific frequency. Right? And when you find that, that's what your metabolism is based on. And that brings you back into peace in your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Right? So, back to our intention of may everybody find their soul note and be totally connected to source through that connection of soul to source. Hold that frequency for the rest of the evening, for the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, years and lifetimes connected to soul. Thanks and take care.